Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
We were better before we heard the news about Nick Chubb. Obviously disappointing. And, you know, there was some criticism of Kevin Stefanski, not by me, but a lot of other people complaining that why wasn't Nick Chubb on the field at the end of the game?
Guilty.
And I think that was a bad job out of you and the many others who did that. Not only because Nick Chubb was hurt, because Kareem Hunt's also a great back and shouldn't matter, but whatever.
Put them both now, on the field at the same time, darn it.
Fine. But now we know why, and, you know, Kevin Stefanski was real short. I mean, he's not giving you the biggest answers in the world, but he was really short. There's a possibility he's going to miss more than one game. He didn't close the door to that. I hope it's not the case.
Yeah, we'll just wait for the rap sheet or Schefter tweets. You know, we go out there and ask the questions again. We'll see. And then Schefter or rap sheet will tell us what's really going on.
Ooh, Daryl, a little salty doggy there.
That's just the way it is, right?
I mean, no, it's BS. I agree with you. I'm just messing with you.
We are there every day asking questions.
They never throw you guys bones.
And the only thing we get out of them is we'll see. And then Saturday we'll get the tweet from Rap Sheeter, Schefter, the what's going on, and we just all move on with our lives. So
yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see.
To quote Kevin Stefanski, we'll see.
We'll also see about Jarvis Landry, right? We know he was designated for return. Everybody's confused by this. They think it means he's active on the roster. He's not. They have to activate him by 4 p.m. tomorrow for him to possibly play.
Right.
How are you feeling about his chances of playing?
I would not play him this week. I think it makes no sense to rush him back. So
how do you know it's rushing him back?
Bo, he's got a sprained MCL. That means he partially tore the thing. That stuff don't heal in 3 weeks. Like, why would you even test that at this point? Like, I wouldn't even chance it. I don't want to see Jarvis until the Denver game at the very earliest. Because remember, they play Sunday. They will, I guess, watch film on Monday. Their only practice is going to be on Tuesday, right? Wednesday's an off day, and then they play Thursday night. I'm very protective when it comes to injuries right now, just because the volume that they're dealing with, the position, like the key guys are dealing with injuries. So I'm very, very hesitant. I need Jarvis Landry to be as healthy as possible down the stretch. And for as important as this game might be Sunday, if they fall to 3-3, it's still not the end of the world, because I think their next five games are absolutely winnable. At worst, I think they go 4-1, which, quick math, that's 7-4 through 11 games, which is very much in the thick of the playoff picture. What's Jarvis do really, really well besides catch a football? It's make cuts, make guys miss, run through guys, things like that. So I'm really, really hesitant when it comes to a guy coming back from a sprained MCL after 3 weeks. I don't think that that's real smart. I don't care how good he's feeling.
You think we'll see him Thursday?
That would be my preference, Dustin. Mm-hmm. I mean, they started the 21-day clock today by designating him to return, which means they have 3 weeks from today to activate him to the 53. If my memory serves me correctly, they don't have to make a corresponding roster move. I think they have 52 right now, so they could elevate him without having to do anything else. I think it'd be smarter if you're bringing him back to bring him back Thursday night as opposed to Sunday.
Right. Daryl, over under 25 touches for Kareem Hunt.
Pass and run game. I'm going to say under. I'm going to say under, but in the 20s.
In the 20s?
I think it'll be between 20 and 24. You know what I'm saying? They'll throw it to him a couple times out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Right. You know, he's a capable number one running back. Arizona does not come in with a stout run defense. They're ranked in the lower 20s. I want to say 28, something around there, against the run. So I think it's a big game for De'Ernest Johnson or Demetric Felton as that number two back behind Kareem. But yeah, I think they can mix it up with Kareem and get him between 20 and 24 touches combined with the run and the pass. And with those touches, Dustin,
yep,
I think that's plenty to allow him to do what he normally does, right? I think that's plenty. I don't think they need to go more than that.
Daryl, I'm betting Wills and Conklin don't play Sunday. Agree or disagree?
I think that's a good bet.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good bet. We talked to Blake Hance today, which is a pretty good indication he's going to play, which means at least one of them will not play. I think that is a pretty good bet. If they both are out, Blake Hance will be your left tackle, and then you'll have
Hudson.
Hudson as your right tackle.
What about Kareem Hunt? I mean, he had a limited practice schedule this week too. Is he okay? I mean,
yeah,
he's definitely going to play, right?
I put him in the category of Myles Garrett. He really spoke today in terms of he's going to go out there and play.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. On the defensive side, you got Clowney. You already mentioned Myles Garrett. We know he's going to play.
Right.
Clowney, Tack McKinley, are listed as questionable. Same thing for Denzel, who left the last game. Greg Newsom has missed the last two. I feel like I'm confident in all of them except Clowney, because he practiced last week and didn't play. What say you on that?
Yeah, I think both Denzel and Newsom play. Clowney, I think it all comes down to pregame. I'm not dodging your question there, Bull, but I think he was a pregame scratch, not because of the elbow injury, but because of the knee. So I think he will be a pregame, how are you feeling after you go through that warm-up to determine whether or not he's ready. So I'm not dodging it. I just think it's too early to say yay or nay on Clowney.
Daryl, do we think that Odell Beckham Jr. now with this injury to Chubb is going to have to step up more, and you think that he will have a big game on Sunday?
Well, I think Odell's been stepping up. I mean, he's not putting up the numbers, but if you just isolate and watch him, he's not slacking off. He's not running half route. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't look like he's half you-know-whatting out there. He's strong in the run game, blowing guys up. He's blocking in the pass game as well. And I get it. You're not paying him $14 million just to be a decoy and to be a blocker. But like right now, like that's what his role is calling for. It would be nice to see them get going so we can maybe get rid of some of this conversation that's been going on this week. I am in the camp.
You mean this nonsense about trading him?
You said it, not me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been a problem behind the scenes. I think he's being the ultimate team player. Of course he wants the football. What else do you expect him to say, right? But he's not causing a stink over it. He's not throwing teammates under the bus. And like I said, when you watch him on film and you just zero in on him, he's giving you max effort every single time. And so to me, when you start seeing him not give you max effort, that's when you have to worry. So that's why like I'm not even entertaining or concerned about Odell, because I think he's a dynamic player that was not available to you last year that cost you in the playoffs. And I really think he's one of those guys that can just make the play when you need it to win a playoff game. And like you don't get rid of guys like that, number one. And number two, okay, is the third round draft pick that you would get for him worth the $15 million salary cap hit that you're going to incur? Like, what's more valuable to you there, right? Well, you need cap space going forward. I'm keeping the dynamic player, and I'm keeping my salary cap space. It just, I don't see where trading him makes a lot of sense. That's just my view of things.
Daryl, any truth to the rumor that you've been stalking Myles Garrett at his house to look at his Halloween decorations?
Why is he so uptight about this house thing? I mean, like, he put the decorations outside. Unless someone's coming to his door and knocking on his door, if they're just driving by, what's the problem?
Well, a little behind the scenes. So
okay, maybe you have some more details, then I'll feel bad.
No. I actually was going to go out to his house today to take a couple of pictures so that we could use them on our platforms, our website and social media and whatnot. And I called our boss and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this because we don't have anything licensed and we probably need these. And this was after he, said, hey, leave me alone. I'd like my privacy and whatever. And so the reason I had the conversation was, well, he just got done telling us though he wants his privacy. So I'm probably a jerk if I go out there to take these pictures, even though I know other media outlets have already been out there to get video and pictures and stuff like
How
that.
How are you a jerk if you're driving by the house? It's
right.
a decoration.
I know. But these are things that I think about.
The only thing I think would be an invasion of privacy if somebody's literally
waiting. Go up and ring the doorbell.
Ring the doorbell, waiting for him outside the house, stopping, parking in the car there and waiting. That's absurd.
Yeah.
But you just want to drive by and just take a peek at it. What's the big deal?
Yeah. First of all, I love that he did it. I think it's hilarious.
It's funny.
I think it's awesome. It's great.
I love Halloween. I put decorations in front of my house. You want to come see my house? Come see my house.
And he's been burying quarterbacks since he came into the league. I think it's a great bit. On the flip side, though, if you didn't want the attention, and this is where I'll be a little critical of Miles, is if you didn't want the attention, then don't put something in your yard that garners attention. That's my only counter argument to what Miles said today. But yeah, don't go ringing the doorbell. Don't go parking in his driveway. Don't get out of the car and go on his lawn to take pictures and stuff like that, because that's disrespectful. But yeah, if you're just driving by to take a peek at or whatever, I will politely disagree with Miles and say, well, you put something cool out that Browns fan loves and Browns fan wants to see. So that's, that kind of comes with the territory for doing something like that. So I'm not going to criticize him for doing that.
Yeah.
And like I said, he is absolutely right to ask people, stay out of his driveway. Don't block his driveway. Don't be going up to the door and stuff like that. So,
All right, Darryl,
I thought it was cool that he did it.
What's your prediction for the game?
I lost last week, so I'm no longer perfect, and you know how much I don't like being perfect. So
yes,
I'm teetering back and forth on this one, subject to change by Sunday at 4 p.m. I say the Browns hand the Cardinals their first loss, 34-33.
Wow,
I think the Browns are going to win, but I think it's a little high scoring for me with the weather.
A little high scoring for your taste. It's going to be windy.
Windy.
Yeah, I'm not factoring the wind in there, but yeah, I think the Browns make a statement and they win this game on Sunday.
Good D.
All right, Daryl, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.